Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to talk to Ben White right now, the chief economic correspondent for Politico. You see him all the time on TV, on CNBC, and all sorts of business matters. He comes to us, though, first as a Commanders fan, then as an economic expert. Ben, thank you for the time, as always, bro. We just laid out this scenario. You have been made the boss of the Washington Commanders. You are the boss. You cannot affect anything that has happened prior to today, but starting today, you're in charge. What changes would you make?
Good to be with you both. I wish I could go back in history and not sign Carson Wentz and not give up what we gave up for him. I don't remember exactly what I said at the time, but I wasn't super thrilled about it, and he is who we thought he was, which is the same guy he was with the Colts and whoever else he was playing for. So I wouldn't do that. But okay, so we can't do that. It's going forward. I give him one more game against the Titans, and if he is god-awful and stinks and throws the ball to the wrong team and doesn't throw it away, like, how can a guy not know how to properly get rid of a ball? How many illegal grounding penalties does he have? I know, granted, the line is not very good. It's beat up. You guys just talked about it. It's not all on him. But it's a lot on him, and he throws bad picks. One more bad game against the Titans. If I'm the boss of the Commanders, man, it is Heinicke time again. I'd put him back in, let the rookie wait and see what you can do with Taylor. So at least he's fun to watch, and, you know, I don't think he'll win them a ton of games, but they're not going to win a ton of games anyway, so I would do that. And then, you know, with Wentz, I would, like, rent a room, a big room, fill it with tigers, and have them running at him until he gets rid of the ball properly. And if he does that, then he survives. If he doesn't, God knows what can happen to him. So I would do that. What else would I do? I give free tickets to people like me who've been fans forever, but then I don't really like the FedEx Field experience anyway, so I'm not sure I'd use them. I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm being really negative about him right now, but I think the one big thing is another stinker from Carson, and it's Heinicke time.
Well, you are a fan, Ben, of this team, and you really care. And a lot of time when people start speaking, they act like, you know, you say something wrong, I mean bad, that you don't care, but you do, and that's why you're so passionate.
So you're so passionate
about it. But the fact that they haven't signed him to an extension tells me they're taking a wait and see approach. So why? Yeah. Everybody that basically talked, a lot of people go back to him and say that they was benching him. I don't think that's being overly negative. I think that's being positive, because if they were so in love with him, he would have an extension, and we wouldn't have to make all those moves in the offseason when we got rid of a lot of backup that we seem to be missing right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I, you know, to bring it to the economic world, like, you have a lot of sunken costs in Carson Wentz. You know, so there's an incentive there for Rivera and the rest of the bosses to think, okay, we gave up, you know, whatever it was, $22 million, a third rounder, or whatever other picks they gave up. You know, we got to get something out of this investment. But, you know, when you are in the economics world, there's nothing you can do about sunken costs once you've decided that, you know, they're not going to pay off. You got to write them off and move on. I don't know that they're quite there yet, but I think they're pretty close, you know, a game or two away from saying, look, we blew it. We sunk a bunch of costs into this guy. We got to write him off and move forward in other ways. So that, you know, it's dangerous to get into that game of, you know, not benching the guy because you paid a lot for him. You know, Trubisky got benched. They didn't pay anywhere near as much for him. But he's sort of in that camp, I think, of guys that just, you know, just don't have it, you know. But then he'll show you that beautiful fade route or, you know, another, you know, good play, and you get a little bit of the Wentz that we saw that one season, magic season of the Eagles till he got hurt. But I just don't think that guy is there. I don't think he's consistently ever going to be there. Too bad. You know, he doesn't seem like a bad dude, but sunken cost is sunken cost. You write him off.
Sunken costs are sunken costs. We're talking with our friend Ben White. You can follow him on Twitter at Morning Money Ben. Read his work in Politico. You're such a pro that you segue perfectly to the economic stuff. Sunken costs, the Federal Reserve makes another move to get mortgages even higher, to get, you know, rates even higher. Where are we at? You know what? I want to ask you the exact same question I asked you about the Commanders. Today, you become the boss of the U.S. economy. What would you do? What changes would you make?
Yeah, it's really, you know, the boss of the economy right now really is Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed, and he's in this very delicate position of wanting to beat inflation with higher rates and not kill the economy, right? And I think if I were him and I had all that power right now along with his colleagues, I would tend towards looking for a way to ease up on interest rate hikes, or at least telegraph that I'm going to relatively soon, rather than be as incredibly hawkish as he is. Because you see in other measures of inflation some softening, private sector data on inflation softening. I think we've peaked on it. You see the jobs market is still good, but it's slowing some. You know, there used to be two jobs available for every one person looking. Now it's down to 1.7. You know, openings are going down. Companies are hiring less. You know, we'll get a jobs report on Friday that'll show us probably that hiring has slowed down and wages are not rising as fast. So we're right at that moment where too many hikes and too much hawkishness will tip us into a serious recession. I'm not saying we don't need any more and inflation is under control, because it's not, but I would go easy a little bit if I were Jay Powell at this point. I would take the foot off the brakes, not put it on the gas, but take it off the brakes. You know, if I were you know, putting it in sports terms,
coast a little bit.
You know, yeah, coast a little bit, and don't, you know, play the heavy prevent defense either. You know, you can let the economy run a little and not tip it into recession. So, you know, if I were the boss of the economic world, that's kind of what I would do, because my biggest fear is that they overdo it. They tighten too many times. They talk down the economy too much. And what could be just sort of a mild slowdown turns into a big one, because, yeah, mortgage rates are a big deal. Credit cards are a big deal. Like, everybody having to pay more for stuff in addition to inflation is a big deal. Like, you know, don't kill us if you don't have to. And he knows that just as well as I do. I mean, and I have obviously talked to him and others about this, that this, it's hard to do, and he's towing a fine line here. But my position would be, like, don't overdo it on hikes.
Yeah, just tell him everybody don't make the money he makes, so don't go out there and be hurting.
Yeah, other than you guys, exactly. That's true. You know, I certainly don't. But, you know, and I was listening earlier, the dude who's, you know, go to BC, it smells like bacon, and now you guys made me want bacon, and I wish I smelled like bacon. I don't know why that's on my mind, but I thought that was funny.
Ben, I got one more. Yeah, you look good, dude. I follow you on Instagram. You got the long hair works for you. When I grow mine out, it goes full Afro mode and does not work.
I like rocking.
One more for you, dude. And this seems very worrisome to me, but I will admit that I don't know exactly what it means. I saw this on Twitter that OPEC, and that's what, the oil producing nations or whatever, is going to slash oil production. Tell me what the hell all that means.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to figure it out right now, you know, as we speak, why they did it. Obviously, it's bad news for us, because it means
what is the exact
news,
though?
And higher prices. The exact news is, yeah, they've a couple million barrels a day they've agreed to reduce production, because, you know, prices have gone down, as you see at the gas pump, and that's a beautiful thing for you, for me, for Beamish, for everybody who drives a lot. But it's less good news for the oil-producing nations that make up OPEC, which is, you know, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, a bunch of others that have big oil deposits and sell a lot of oil. They want to make more money, and so take supply off the market to put the price back up. a little bit. You know, Biden had a statement on it where he was saying, well, I want to see the details, yada, yada. It's just bad. It's not what we want. We want to see them pumping as much as they can, not artificially jacking up the price, particularly, you know, when we still have relatively high oil prices because of the Ukraine war, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, messing up the market and sending prices higher. So anything OPEC does to tighten the market further, bad news. I don't know why they did it now. You know, this is just breaking, so we're trying to get to the bottom of it. But negative for the U.S., negative for you and I, filling up our cars, and hopefully they don't do much more of it. And then hopefully we can get what we're working on, which is a price cap on Russian oil, so we're not so beholden to price spikes there. But that takes a while to do, and we have to get all the oil-consuming nations together to agree to only pay a certain amount. But overarching point is, bummer that OPEC did this. Not sure why they did other than greed, and hopefully we can put some influence on them to stop them doing it more. Mm.
Are we headed back to $5 a gallon?
Yeah, it could be with this. I mean, you know, we're in the fours.
For Christmas?
This would not help. Yeah, maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas driving season, which would be a huge bummer. $5 better than $8 or whatever it got to in some crazy places, but much better to be in the high threes to fours. Which is where we are now and where we need to stay, particularly, you know, as the economy cools off a little bit and inflation is everywhere else. We can't have it back at gas prices or we're in bad shape, man. It would suck.
Very great.
Ben, wasn't it more fun when you'd come on and I just ask you about wacky new crypto coins that I was buying and you'd tell me that I really shouldn't?
Yeah, and man. I was right. And
but he did anyway, Ben.
Yeah, there you go. How's that portfolio looking, my brother?
It's not great, Ben. Not going to lie to you. It's not.
Well,
we're going to have to keep working. We're going to have to avoid the $5 gas. but we appreciate your time always, dude. Hopefully they get a win and you get to enjoy your Sunday.
God willing. I'm afraid of the Titans, too, and just getting run over by them. But we'll see. I thought we did a decent job on Zeke for a while. So, God knows. They could pull it off. But I'm not super optimistic, as you can tell, though. I'd love to be.
That's our guy, Ben White. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Morning Money Ben. When we come back, power ranks. How low can the Commanders go?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.